So Stone-Soup Virtual Cookery School skill. In this video, we're going to be talking about dressing for company. So here's what you'll discover in this video. First, we'll look at five ways to dress up any meal, and then I'll take you through two examples of simple Stone-Soup meals that if I was going to serve those for company, how I'd dress them up. So I love having friends over for dinner. There's something so much more cozy and intimate about staying in rather than dealing with the crowds and interruptions that go along with restaurant gatherings. And as much as I'm all about keeping things as simple as possible, which you guys know, I do always go to a little bit more effort when we're having company. So, but that doesn't mean I change my cooking style completely. I'm more about dressing up my favorite Stone-Soup meals rather than, you know, creating something completely elaborate from scratch. So today I'm sharing some of my favorite tricks for transforming Stone-Soup meals into entertaining occasions so you can entertain with confidence. Of course, if you're looking for more help in this area, I really recommend checking out the Our Stress-Free Entertaining class here on the Stone-Soup Virtual Cookery School, which is under the short courses. And it's got, you know, great meal plans and also workflows for you, so you'll know exactly how long it's going to take you and what you need to do and when. So now we'll delve into five ways to dress up any meal. So the first thing I like to do is add dessert. So adding a treat to the end of the meal, it's my first step when we have company, which is like any excuse really to make dessert. So you don't have to make it yourself. Of course, sometimes I get one of my guests to bring something because people often always ask what they can bring, or I pretend I'm a Parisian housewife and pick up something delectable from the local patisserie. Actually, so I'm kind of wishing we had a local patisserie here. It's more like I don't really have that option. But when I lived in Sydney, of course, sometimes I would just drop in at my favorite bakery on the way home and grab something yummy. And of course, if you do have the time to whip up something from scratch, by all means, go for it. And there are plenty of ideas for you in the sweet treats section on of the Stone-Soup Virtual Cookery School recipe index. So plenty of ideas there. So then the second thing that I tend to do, and sometimes I don't serve dessert, but the second thing I tend to do to dress up a meal is to add some sides. So this can be like, you know, one or two side dishes, sometimes a salad, you know, sometimes something carby or a bit more substantial. So this has the added bonus of making sure there's plenty of food for everyone. And I'll show you in the examples, I'll go through, and that'll give you a better idea of kind of the examples of things that I usually use. Then the third thing I do is, if I'm feeling a bit fancy, is that I like to add a garnish. So while I always try and make my meals look as appealing as possible, even if I'm just cooking for myself, garnish is the first thing I skip when I'm keeping my ingredient list short. But when I'm having people over, I tend to make a bit more effort in the looks department. So it might be something as simple as adding some fresh herbs for some greenery and just to make it look a bit prettier, or maybe some shavings of parmesan, a couple of dollops of goat's cheese, or, you know, sometimes I'll play the textural card with some roast nuts, you know, particularly, you know, things like almonds or pistachios, just to add some crunch and also visual interest. Adding a starter is another option, but unless I'm having a Saturday night special dinner party, I rarely bother with having a first course. But if it suits your entertaining style, go for it. For casual meals, I'm more likely to just, if I do serve something before the meal, before the main course, it'll be just something nibbly, like a big bowl of pistachios in their shells or some olives, or sometimes something a little bit more substantial, like some really good bread with a really lovely extra virgin olive oil, or maybe I'll do a charcuterie plate and just, serve some really finely sliced salamis and prosciutto, or another option, you know, a bit of classic, go the cheese and crackers. So there's always heaps of options there. Or if you wanted to make it more of a formal first course, like in one of the examples I've done this, by all means, you serve a soup, serve a salad, you serve something as a standalone course. And then our fifth way is, don't forget the golden rule, which of course is less is more in architecture and in food. So people are coming to your home to see you and enjoy a relaxed meal. No one is expecting fancy restaurant style food. It can be easy to fall into the trap of trying to do too much, and I'm one of the biggest offenders here. So you're far better off spending your time and food dollars on doing one simple dish really well rather than getting stressed over trying to get, you know, heaps of different things done and ending up with all of them being quite mediocre. So we'll move on to our examples. So example one, so this is our simple meal, which is, you know, a lovely, great thing that we often have in summer here. You know, Vietnamese beef salad. So, you know, really simple, really light, fresh, but it's got the beef there, so it is quite, you know, it'll fill you up. So if I was going to be serving that for company, here's how I'd dress it up. So I probably wouldn't serve a starter. With Asian food, I tend to serve, you know, multiple dishes all at once. I don't tend to have that kind of entree main, starter, main course, dessert kind of structure. So I'd probably just serve the salad, but I'd add some sides or some other dishes to it. So maybe a curry, like a massaman beef curry or something, or actually massaman chicken curry, or maybe a veggie curry. And then I'd also serve some steamed rice with it as well, just to make everything go a little bit further and make sure that everyone's going to have enough food. And then if I was in the mood for dessert, I'd probably serve something fairly light, like some frozen yogurt or an ice cream or some sorbet or something like that, just to kind of keep it in that vibe. But, you know, if you wanted to go a chocolate cake, by all means, you know, you could do that. So then moving on to example two. So our simple meal here is one of my favorites. We actually had this for dinner last night. So Lebanese beef with hummus. So really, you know, super simple. But if I was going to have people over, I probably wouldn't serve just that. So if we're going to dress up that meal, I'd probably look at serving something to start with. So because in Middle Eastern food, they tend to have meze, so some sort of nibbly things, and it could be flatbread with dips, or I was thinking maybe some roast chickpeas would be a nice thing to start with. And then I'd serve the beef with hummus. And then as well as a side to that, so I'd probably serve a kind of more substantial salad. So this shaved fennel salad with ricotta and warm peas would be a great example. It's, you know, a bit more of a main course salad rather than just something light on the side, but it's also, yeah, kind of would go quite well, I think, with the Lebanese beef. And then for dessert, I was thinking chocolate peanut butter tart. So just go all out indulgent. But, you know, that's just an example to give you an idea of how I'd go through doing that. So up next, for more entertaining ideas, see the stress-free entertaining class, as I mentioned earlier. It's really worthwhile checking out.